Welcome to this very special edition of Risk and Business, the Advent Iron podcast. We thought we'd do something a little bit different for you this time, so we're going to play a data protection game. We have special thanks going out to Mike Koenig, Daniel Simon and Yannick Lemieux on soundbible.com for the sound effects, and also to Daily Download at yourclassical.org for Frédéric Chopin's Minute Waltz, performed by Idil Biret. Here we go then, just a data protection minute. Hello, my name isn't Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, it is my pleasure to introduce the three talented personalities who this week are going to play our game. We welcome Derek Willins, Mike Gillespie and Julia McCarron. Beside me sits nobody at all with a stopwatch to tell us how the seconds are ticking away. There will be a sound effect for when I have decided the 60 seconds are up because, of course, in the interest of data protection, I will at no point be able to tell you how long is actually left on the clock, as nobody has signed a data sharing agreement. And so, I will ask our three competitors to speak, if they can, on the subject that I give them. And they try to do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject. Whoever is speaking when the sound effect goes off gains an extra point. Are you ready to do battle, competitors?
Yeah, bring it on.
Excellent. So let us begin the show with Mike Gillespie. Mike, the subject is data protection. Will you talk on the subject for 60 seconds starting now?
It's a big subject, data protection. And of course, it's not really just about protection.
Repetition of protection.
That is a correct challenge. Over to you, Derek, with a huge number of seconds left on the clock.
Fair and lawful processing is a big part of data protection, like getting consent and...
Hesitation.
Oh, rats, yeah. All right, then. You try naming all the conditions for fair and lawful processing.
Is there something in there about it being okay as long as you follow Gibbs' rules?
No, that's the rule for getting massive retweets, Julia, and you know that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And that is a correct challenge. Over to you now, Mike. You have quite a lot of seconds remaining.
When I told my parents that I was going to work in security, they told me to grow up and get a proper job. I think they thought that I was going to end up wearing a yellow jacket and standing in doorways. I did try, but I found proper jobs boring.
You said proper job twice, Mike. Also a deviation, because I can't believe you ever actually had a proper job.
No, that's a fair cop, girl.
Upheld! Back to you, Julia. You have quite a lot of seconds left on the subject of all things data protection.
It's amazing, really, how many people working in security suffer from insecurity.
Repetition. Insecurity twice.
No, Derek, I don't think so. One is two words and two is one word.
Oh.
Challenge Ooh. Fails. Mm. Incorrect challenge. So back to you again, Julia, with a dwindling number of seconds on the clock on all things data protection.
It's called imposter syndrome, where people are really good at what they do, but they think they aren't. And at any moment, they will be found out as an imposter.
Repetition of the word imposter.
Upheld. A correct challenge. Derek, you get a point, and you now have a very dwindling number of seconds on the subject of all things data protection.
In the last couple of years, the world of security got sexed up by the arrival of cyber. Now we are all cyberspace astronauts, which is all rather exciting because when I was a kid, I quite wanted to go into space. I used to dream about it when I was stacking shelves in the supermarket. I knew then, by the OCD way I lined up those labels, that a career in the RAF was possibly beckoning.
Deviation? Derek, I thought we were talking about data protection, not Star Trek.
Oh, right.
Deviation, what does that actually mean? Because it sounds to me like something that can get you on a list somewhere.
Mike, I think you mean deviancy.
Yeah, that is correct. Do carry on.
Over to you, Julia. A good challenge. And now you have a few seconds left on the clock for data protection, starting now.
Data protection manager. Now, that's an interesting job.
I would challenge the use of the word interesting when referring to the job of data protection manager. Definitely deviation.
Yeah. And definitely upheld. A correct challenge. A point awarded, and over to Mike on the subject of data protection. There are a random number of seconds remaining, starting now.
Seems to me that an important part of any data protection project is consultation, especially when you want to justify why doing something really stupid is okay. It's like, we have decided to do this daft thing, so we're going to canvass opinions before we then ignore you and go ahead anyway. And this is why GDPR makes a fun discussion topic around the dinner table. I like to regale my guests with tales of riotous laughter as I ask to see the supermarket's privacy notice whilst being captured on their surveillance systems.
Nothing to actually challenge, but I just wanted to say, you really are a bit of a weirdo, Mike.
I can't really complain about that, that's a fair one.
I'm not upholding that challenge, sadly. A point to Mike, and you have a few seconds, Mike, starting now.
So, I wrote a privacy notice.
And we're out of time. And that's a win for Mike. Well done, Mike. Your next topic is consent. Julia, you have 1 minute to talk on the topic of consent without hesitation, repetition, or deviation.
The biggest challenge of consent is that people think it's the only legal basis for processing. This led to people receiving loads of emails asking for permission to email them.
Repetition of email. Sorry.
That is an incorrect challenge, not upheld. Julia, the subject of consent, is still yours, and you have quite a lot of seconds on the clock remaining, starting now.
I received one asking for my permission to send me an email I'd already signed up for. Naturally, I replied and asked them if they had my consent to ask for my consent.
Repetition of consent.
Yeah, you're not wrong there, Derek.
A correct challenge, and a point to you, Derek. You now have quite a few seconds on the subject of consent, starting now.
Organisations get very confused about consent. I once heard of a company being told by a consultant that without it they would have to slash and burn their payroll and HR databases. As if, I mean, you can't get paid unless you're on the payroll.
Repetition of payroll.
A correct challenge, Julia, and a point to you. You now have the subject and can talk for a whole range of seconds on the subject of consent, starting now.
You know, I once went to see a submarine being built in consent.
That's deviation. I think you mean concert. And they didn't make the subs there, they made the steel for it.
You could be right.
A correct challenge, and a point to you, Mike. And you now have any number of seconds on the subject of consent, starting now.
Of course, what everybody knows is...
deviation. There you go again, Mike, thinking everybody knows what you know.
A correct challenge, and a point to you, Julia. You now have the topic and quite a few seconds on the subject of consent, starting now.
If you're being asked about consent, then the processing probably isn't necessary and it can be withdrawn at any time. If someone is asking, then just say no. Even the cast of Grange Hill knew that one.
And there we go, time's up. A point to Julia and she wins the round.
Yay!
As she was talking when the sound effect went off.
Nobody likes a smart ass.
Your next topic, team, is sharing. Derek, you have 1 minute to talk on the topic of sharing without hesitation, repetition, or deviation.
If you think I am sharing my thoughts with you, you're wrong. Because data protection. The important thing is to make sure I have the consent of the whole audience first, which I think is pretty unlikely. Also, sharing is...
repetition of sharing.
A correct challenge and a point to you, Julia. You now have quite a few seconds on the subject of sharing, starting now.
I hesitate to cover this topic because...
hesitation, definitely.
A correct challenge and a point to you, Mike. You now have the topic and quite a few seconds on the subject, starting now.
I once shared a bath with...
Looks definitely deviation and not something you want Mike to finish telling us about.
Definitely, definitely. A correct challenge.
I was only going to say the Data Protection Act. I like reading in the bath.
How very disturbing. And a point to you, Derek. You now have quite a few seconds on the subject of sharing, starting now.
Data protection has long been used as a reason not to share personal information, but the reality is that it has never said that. Not sharing, when it is both necessary and proportionate to do so, can lead to devastating consequences. Dare to share.
Repetition of share.
That would have been a good challenge, but we are out of time, I'm afraid.
Drat.
Derek, you are the winner of that round. A point to you.
Great.
Well done, team.
Thank you.
The real winner here are the data subjects. When we value and use personal information lawfully and transparently, we all win.